平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有这样的机会可以一同在会所聚会。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to gather in the building.
我们继续仰望主在他教会中的带领。
We continue to look upon the Lord for His guidance in His church.
好，在我们分享之前，我们还是有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers before we share.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你是在给我们为我们所成就的救恩，是叫我们心里受震撼的。
Truly, the salvation you have given us gave us great shaking and impact.
你把我们仍然拯救之后，仍然留在地上，主啊，实在是有你重要的托付。
After you saved us, but you let us still remain upon the earth, truly you have important entrustment to us.
但是我们需要你一步一步的启示我们。
But we need you to step by step reveal to us.
若没有你实在的在我们里面开启我们，我们可能永远不会明白。
Without you truly open us up, otherwise we cannot understand.
但是我们赞美你，你是那位乐意向我们启示的主。
But we praise you for you are the Lord who is willing to reveal yourself to us.
所以当我们一同来到你面前的时候，我们就仰望你从宝座来的供应。
So as we come together before you, we look upon your provision from the throne.
当我们在你宝血的遮盖底下，我们实在能够得着的罪的赦免。
Under the covering your precious blood, truly our sins are being forgiven.
但我们也需要你为你的教会为我们穿上全副的军装。
But we still need you to put on the full armor of God for us and for your church.
堵住我们有形无形明处暗处的各种破口。
Stop our breaches, whether can see, whether visible or invisible.
使我们真是在你面前能够时时刻刻的能够遇见坐在天上宝座的主。
So every moment we are able to meet this Lord who is sitting on this heavenly throne.
当我们来到你面前，来到你话语的面前的时候，我们无论说的、翻译的、听的，我们都无依无靠的仰望你。
So as we come before you and before your words, we commit ourselves, whether the one who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen.
你才是那位真正说话的主。
You are the only Lord who speaks.
不管是教会或者个人，我们所要听见的，我们所渴慕、所要听见、所要得着的，是出于主你自己的。
Whether corporately or individually, what we desire to listen from is of the Lord yourself.
我们不需要任何人的话语。
We don't need any man's words.
我们求你亲自供应我们。
May yourself provide to us.
求你那无限量的圣灵运行在聚会中，运行在我们每一位圣徒身上，无论我们现在是在哪里。
May the unlimited of your Holy Spirit move freely amongst all the saints, regardless of where we are.
为着你这给我们聚在一起的机会，主啊，我们就求你为着每一位，你把我们需要的话，在你旨意中所要让我们听见的话，赏赐给我们。
For this opportunity, you let us gather together, that may you give us your words that we should listen and understand your will.
我们无论说的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你面前。
We wait before you, regardless the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
愿你得着你所当得的敬拜、爱戴和荣耀。
May you receive all the worship, adoration, and glory that you deserve.
奉主耶稣基督荣耀的名。
In the glorious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们还是继续在靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求的这个主题上。
So we are still in the topic of pray with all supplication and with all season in the Holy Spirit.
那我们呢，今天还是先把以弗所书第六章第十到二十节的话先读一遍。
Let's first read Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力， 做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of His strength.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
And shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all this, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all season with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with a chain, that I might be bold in it as I ought to speak.
好，另外一处圣经在罗马书十六章二十节。
And Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 20.
是平安的神，快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
But the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
刚才我们读的这以弗所书第六章十到二十节的部分。
The part which we just read, Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 to 20.
特别告诉我们，教会是在一个征战的一个状态中。
Especially tells us that church is under the condition of warfare.
而且圣徒蒙恩得救，就已经进入征战。
And as soon as the saints saved by grace, that we enter into the warfare.
即使你不知道，但你还是在征战的。这样的一个状态中。
Even though you do not realize that, but you are under the condition of warfare.
但是如果我们跟主有比较活的交通，我们对于征战的感受，或者征战的焦点，或者征战的状态，我们的感觉比较明显。
But if you do have a living fellowship with the Lord, then our feeling towards the warfare or our focal point or condition upon that we can realize about this warfare even more.
如果我们跟主的关系、跟主的交通是在一个不稳定，或者是在一个中断的状态，我们虽然在征战中，但是我们没有感觉。
If your relationship or fellowship with the Lord is not stable nor not good, so even though we are under the condition of warfare, but we have no feelings.
所以我们是一出生就被放在战场里面，这是我们需要清楚明白的。
So, So we truly have to clearly understand that as soon as we are born, we are being placed in the battlefield.
就好像在第二次世界大战，有好多这一个盟军的这个伞兵，他们被投到敌军的范围，就是在法国，那时候还在德国的占领底下。
So just like in Second World War, that many of the Allies, their armies are being cast into the enemy's.
他们先到了这个敌军的范围，然后在那里做在敌军的范围中做恢复的工作，做就是做这个整个恢复的工作。
They first in those enemies, army's territory, and they are doing this work of restoration.
然后这个到了诺曼底登陆的时候，就是这个在敌军范围的跟外面的进来同时起来，就整个一下子大体的整个恢复。
So when the Normandy they landed, so immediately together as they are in the territory of the enemy, and then together they restore.
所以今天教会或圣徒，在许多的，好像一些不太会解释或者不太明白的环境，有的在个人的家庭中，有的在工作中，有的在生活中，有的在甚至在教会的侍奉中，遇到了种种的艰难。
So that in today's situation that there are many saints have faced so many difficulties, some in the midst of family or workplace or even church gathering.
这就跟这个是有相当密切的关系。
So that truly has so much to do with this.
然后这里呢，特别也告诉我们有全副的军装。
And here especially tell us have the full panoply of God.
那在全副军装里面，其中有一项就是用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And one of those panoplies is to shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
那也就是说，教会或者蒙恩的圣徒，他应当首先把神的平安，把基督的平安带到他们所到的环境里面去。
That is to say, church and also saints saved by grace, first of all, they should bring the peace of Christ, the peace of God to those that when the circumstances they're under.
所以这是一个非常难以理解的事情。
So this is something so hard to understand.
我们又在征战的环境中，但又要把神的平安，把基督的平安带到所面对所遇到的各种环境中，这是除了神同在，除了主他的得胜与圣徒同在之外，没有人能做这件事。
So in the midst of all the warfare circumstances, but on the other hand, we have to bring the peace of God and the peace of Christ to those circumstances we are in. Therefore, unless it's with the presence of God and with the victory of Christ, there's nobody else who can do this.
在我们得救的过程中，我们可能已经知道我们有征战，但是可能我们不知道征战的焦点在哪里。
In the process of our salvation, we might have already known that we do have warfare, but we do not realize where is the focal point of the warfare.
在全本圣经里面可以我们看到国度的征战，国度的见证是征战的焦点。
So in the entire Bible, we do see that the warfare about the kingdom and the testimony about the kingdom is the focal point of the warfare.
神从亚伯拉罕开始就把他的国度就建立在地上，先从一个人一个家，然后一个民族到一个国。
So starting from Abraham, God already has established his kingdom upon this earth. First, start from one person and then fromto a tribe, to a whole nation.
所以教会，所以旧约以色列人他们为着神有国度见证的托付。
So that in the Old Testament time, the Israelites have the entrustment of the kingdom, the testimony of the kingdom.
今天在教会也是神把国度见证的托付放在教会里面。
And today, God also placed the testimony of the kingdom in the church.
这就为什么主耶稣在死而复活的时候，他跟门徒们第一个谈的事情就是神国度的事。
That's why after our Lord Jesus resurrected from death, the first thing he talked about with the disciples is about the kingdom of God.
征战的另外一个焦点就是基督身体的见证。
Another focal point about the warfare is the testimony of the body of Christ.
如果教会不需要有基督身体的见证，你就发现教会可以跟世界上任何不信主的，或者是那种所谓的很多宗教团体的那些的性质或者一些的内容是一样的。
If the church does not need to have the testimony of Christ, then therefore we can see church can have no difference from the religious organization.
这基督身体的见证不是只是一个形式的，它是带来如果从圣徒生命的成长跟圣徒进入基督身体的这一个生活和见证的程度是有密切的关系。
So the testimony of the body of Christ is not just a formality. However, it has so much to do with the growth of the life and also enter into reality of the body.
所以为什么圣经从罗马书一直到这个哥罗西书关于这一个基督身体的方方面面一直不断的在就是说从各方面来交通。
That's why from Book of Romans and until Colossians, it all talks about fellowship upon the body of Christ in all aspects.
这是在神心头中极其重要的事情。
That is something so important in God's heart.
如果我们没有圣灵，没有主第一手的开启，我们可能会误解神，我们可能会用我们的方法，用我们自己的认为的。认为那就是基督身体的见证。
If we are not being opened up by the Holy Spirit or the first-hand revelation by God, then we might use our own ways and we thought that is the testimony of the body of Christ.
因为基督身体的意念其实不是从人来的，是从神来的。
For the concept about the body of Christ is not from man but from God.
我们必须非常谦卑在主面前。如果主不开启我，我可以一辈子，我从信主到我离开这个世界，不明白这件事情。
We truly have to humble before God and realize that without God's opening up to us, then it might be even from the day we believe the Lord until we left the earth, we still do not understand about this.
所以不但不明白，而且甚至不能进入那个见证的世界。
Not only do not understand, but also cannot enter into the reality of the testimony.
所以我们如果能够明白，我们如果能够进入，实在来讲，从另外角度来看的话，我们实在是蒙了怜悯，蒙了极大的恩典。
Therefore, if we are able to understand and able to enter in from a different perspective, it's truly we have received such great mercy.
那也就是说，你蒙怜悯、蒙极大的恩典了，你就算已经进入了，甚至被神成全了。我们呢，没有可以夸口的，夸口是指着主夸口。
So that means when we receive mercy and great when we receive mercy and grace that we are able to enter in, then there's really nothing we can boast about. When we boast, we should boast in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以关于基督身体的见证，我们需要非常谦卑的到主面前去。
So regarding the testimony of the body of Christ, we have to very humbly come before the Lord.
那如果我们不是那样的，我们有可能我们的就是说我们自以为的那样为主做，但可能不是主所要的。
So if we are not that way, then it might become we thought we are doing things for the Lord, but that's not what the Lord wants.
那征战的第三个焦点就是耶稣基督的见证。
So the third aspect of the focal point of warfare is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以这个是神托付给老约翰。约翰福音是讲耶稣基督的见证，约翰的书信是讲耶稣基督的见证，约翰的启示录是讲耶稣基督的见证。
That is what God entrusted to John, which Gospel Book of John and also the Epistles of John and also Revelation are all talk about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
实在讲耶稣基督的见证，不是喊一下耶稣基督，就是有耶稣基督的见证。
When we talk about the testimony of Jesus Christ, it's not just that we call upon Jesus, then that's the testimony.
如果我们对于神的儿子的认识没有达到神他要我们所达到的认识，耶稣基督的见证在我们身上，光在认识上就还达不到，在见证上恐怕还有非常大、非常远的距离。
If our understanding about Jesus Christ cannot reach to the point which God would like us to understand, then therefore not only we do not know him, but also with the testimony of Jesus Christ, we still cannot be perfect.
还有一个征战的焦点，可能是我们不会很注意的。
So there's another focal point of the warfare which we might not have paid attention to.
就是为主的再来积极的预备好。
That is very diligently and proactively prepare for the Lord's return.
这不是说我们光懂主再来的有这个概念，或者有主再来的各种的说法，而是说我们是不是那一个预备好主再来的那一个预备好的人。
It's not that we just understand the concept of all those sayings about the Lord's return, but it has to do whether we are truly the ones being prepared for his return.
你知道撒旦最怕什么？最怕主再来的实现呢。
Do you know what Satan is most fear of? That is the fulfillment of Lord's return.
因为当启示录十二章那些男孩子，那个男孩子一被提到宝座的时候，撒旦就在他原来霸占的空中就站不住了，他就摔到地上来了。
For in Book of Revelation chapter 12, as soon as the man child is being raptured to the throne in the air, that the Satan is no longer able to stand and being cast out from the air.
所以当你愿意预备好迎接主再来的时候，你会非常具体的感受到那个征战在你个人身上是非常强烈的。
So when you are being prepared for the Lord's return, you can very strongly experience the warfare is very fierce upon you.
但是这只是开头的话啊，希望主帮助我们能够注意征战的焦点在哪里。
But these are only the beginning of the sharing, so may the Lord help us to pay attention what's the focal point of our warfare.
那主要我们这个走平安的路。
The Lord would like us to walk the way of peace.
但主是先把平安给我们。
But first of all, the Lord gave us peace first.
所以在约翰福音十六章三十三节说，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So Gospel Book of John chapter 16 verse 33. These things have I spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world.
所以主是先把平安给圣徒，然后主告诉说我们在这个世界，在这个有组织有系统的世界里面有许多的苦难。
So first of all, the Lord gave his peace to the saints, then tell the saints that as we are in this systematic and organized world, we have tribulation.
主不是叫我们用我们天然人去面对那个苦难，主是他已经把平安给我们，我们活在他的平安里面，因为有他的平安，当面对苦难的时候，你不是被苦难抓住，而是他所给的平安在我们身上是胜过这个苦难的这个平安。
So the Lord first gave us, the Lord does not want us to face the tribulation with our natural man. However, the Lord first gave us the peace. So therefore, when the tribulation comes, we are not being laid hold by the tribulation, but we can use the Lord's peace to face all these.
那我们就面对一个很现实的问题。
So now we face a very practical issue.
主耶稣说他已经把平安给我们。
The Lord said that he has already given his peace to us.
那问说，我得到了吗？
So we have to ask, have we already received it?
我是不是真的在这个平安里面来过我 这个在地上的每一个地上的每一个就是生活的每一方面。
Am I really in such peace to live out every aspect of my life upon the earth?
啊，你知道我们年轻的时候，年轻人，我们年轻的时候都不知道什么叫平安啊，连平安这个词都没听过的呀。
When we were young, we did not even know what peace was and did not even realize the term about peace.
所以我们字典里面没有平安这个词。
So in our dictionary, there's no such word, peace.
啊，我是直到信耶稣之后才知道有平安这个词。
For me, it was not until after I believed in Jesus, I know there's a term called peace.
啊，不是说只没信主以前从来没有看过平安这两个字，而是呢，从来不知道什么叫平安。
It's not that I never saw those characters called peace. However, I never know what peace feels like.
所以先前我们读过在罗马书第三章告诉我们说，没有得救的人，或者没有得到平安，平安的路他们从来就不知道。
So previously we read in Book of Romans chapter 3 that those who were not saved, they did not know the way of peace at all.
所以这是一个现实，这是个事实。
So this is a reality.
所以对我们来讲的话，我们要问一件事情，主把平安给我们了，我是不是从信主的第一天之后，我是持续的活在主给的平安的那个世纪里面。
So to us, we have to ask a question, as the Lord, His peace has already given to us, so that for us, whether is it that from the first day we believe the Lord, are we constantly living such peace?
所以不但是主把平安给我们，主要把我，让我们这个成为一个平安，有平安的人，到哪里去是把平安带到任何一个地方去的。
So not only the Lord has given us His peace, but we shall become someone that bring peace with us to every place we go.
所以如果一个家里面第一个得救的人，这个家如果是一个很吵乱的家，那个得救人他有主的平安，他应该把那个平安带到那个家，带到那个家族里面。
For when the first person believed the Lord in such a turmoil family, then for this person, after he believed the Lord, he should bring peace into such family.
虽然那个家里面还是很多反对信耶稣的，还是对主很多的抵挡，但是呢，主仍然把他的平安带到，借着那个有主的平安的人带到那个家中，然后那个平安来胜过那个家里面一切的抵挡主。一切都混乱。
So even though there are family, there are still many unbelievers who are against the Lord. However, after that person has believed the Lord, he should bring the peace which can overcome all of the turmoil which is against the Lord.
哦，这个听起来是很玄的事情啊。
This seems something very abstract.
但是事实上也是这样。
However, that is so true.
哦，所以这个主说，我这个。在我里面有平安，啊，你们在我里面有平安，啊，但是在世上却有苦难。
Therefore, the Lord say that in me you may have peace, but in the world you have tribulation.
好，那今天呢，我平安这一方面的交通的重点呢，是在于你怎么样得到平安。
So, I would like to focus my sharing about peace today about how you can have such peace.
啊，在罗马书里面。前八章讲到的救恩的重要方面。
So in the first eight chapters of Book of Romans, talk about the important points about salvation.
在这个五章十一节以前讲到的罪是做出来的，是就是罪的行为。
So before Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 11, the things talk about are the deeds.The actions of things.
那是发生的结果就是犯的罪需要赦免，所以由主耶稣他为我们流宝血。
So the result is that after we commit sins, therefore we need our sins being forgiven. Therefore we have Lord Jesus shed His precious blood for us.
但是罗马书第五章十一节、十二节以后讲到的罪用的字呢，在英文是单数的，是讲的罪的一个集合名词，就是罪的。能力或罪的生命或者罪的性情。
But start from Book of Romans chapter 5, verse 12, when talk about sin, it's singular, which is the power of sin or the life and the darkness of sin.
那事实上来讲，不止犯罪叫我们不平安，而是我们这个人是罪人，罪人是没有平安的。
So actually, it's not that we sin, therefore we don't have peace, but it's because we are sinners, and therefore sinners do not have peace.
所以主解决这个罪的能力或者罪的权势，这个罪的这个集合名词呢，主是用十字架来解决的。
So when the Lord resolved the issue about sin, the power of sin, which is to be resolved by the cross.
所以我们受浸的时候，受浸意义有一件事情，受浸意义在罗马书第六章第三节告诉我们说，我们是就是进入他的死、他的埋葬、他的复活。
So when we get baptized, that Book of Romans chapter 6 verse 3 tells us that we baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection.
所以呢，就是说我们从水里起来的时候，是与他一同复活，是一举一动，是我们在行事为人上，是进入这个复活的生命所带我们进入的生活。
So when we got up from the water, that we enter into his resurrection. So our deeds, our action, all have the his character of resurrection.
在真理上是这样，但是在经历上，我们会遇到罗马书第七章，我们被肉体所胜过，被我自己所胜过。
The truth is that way. However, in our experience, we will face in Book of Romans chapter 7, we are overcome by our flesh, by ourselves.
但是一个真正蒙恩得救，一个并且蒙恩得救，清楚得救，而且受浸归入耶稣基督的人。
But for someone that truly saved by grace and clearly understands salvation and also baptized unto the name of the Lord.
那也就是怎么样说，圣灵在他里面，在他身上。是又真又活的。
So the Holy Spirit in him and upon him is true and living.
所以这里就是说，圣灵呢，在他身上又真又活，就是圣灵会启动事情来告诉他。
As the Holy Spirit in him is so true and living, that is the Holy Spirit will activate things in order to tell him.
也就是圣灵会告诉他该做，圣灵告诉他不该做。
So the Holy Spirit will tell him whether you should do this or not do that.
那圣灵如果告诉我该做，我不做，那我就是抵挡了圣灵。
So if the Holy Spirit tells me to do this, but I do not do it, then I'm against the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵如果告诉我不该做，我仍然去做，我还是没有顺从圣灵。
So if the Holy Spirit tells me I should not do this, but I still do it,That means I'm still rebellious against the Holy Spirit.
所以在罗马书第六章告诉我们，受浸起来之后，叫我们的行事为人，就是一举一动，是在新的生命里面。
So Book of Romans chapter 6 tells us after we got up from the baptism water that our deeds, our action are in the newness of life.
但新的生命呢，我看我自己又看不出什么新的生命。
However,When I look at myself, I do not even see this newness of life.
但是圣灵在我身上，就是我若顺服他，我受他的带领，那个新的生命就在我身上，就是他是新的生命在那里运动，在那里工作。
But with this newness of life, if I obey the Holy Spirit, then this newness of life is working upon me.
所以圣灵在我身上工作，是把生命给我。把我带进生命的成长，带我带进到生命的丰富。
So the Holy Spirit works upon me is to give me life and also bring me into the maturity and riches of life.
那圣灵也同时把基督的平安、神的平安放在我里面。
And the Holy Spirit at the same time give me the peace of Christ and the peace of God in me.
所以在罗马书第六章告诉第八章第六节说，体贴肉体的就是死。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Therefore, in Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 6 tells us that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
所以我们就说走平安的路， 或者我们得着平安，我们真的要学会体贴或者思念圣灵，而不是思念肉体。
So to walk the way of peace, that we should truly learn to mind the things of spirit.
然后圣灵呢，会一步一步的带领我经历死和复活，与基督同死、同复活的这样一步一步的经历上去。
So then the Holy Spirit will guide us step by step to experience the, to die together and resurrect together with Christ.
所以到这一个到一个地步呢，就是说罗马书第八章十四节说，凡被神的灵引导都是神的儿子。
So then come to the point of Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
所以圣灵的引导就引导我们走平安的路。
So the guidance of the Holy Spirit guides us to walk the way of peace.
而且圣灵的引导不应当是只在特殊的事件上，而是应该在我们生活上的每一个机会里面。
And the guidance of the Holy Spirit should not be just at the very special thing, circumstances, but should be in every opportunity in our daily life.
我有一次非常，就是说非常印象深刻的经历。
I have had a very deep impression of my experience.
我那时候还在台湾证券管理委员会上班的时候。
Back then, I was still working at the Stock Exchange Commission in Taiwan.
那主那段时间呢，就感动我要向同事传福音。
So at that time, the Lord touched me to share gospel to my colleagues.
那我也真的向他们传福音。
And I did preach gospel to them.
所以你向人传福音的时候，你不但承认是基督徒，那你还要跟别人更多的接触嘛。
So when you share gospel to them, not only you have to confess your questions, but also you have to have more interaction with them.
所以因为我是基督徒，所以因为我也承认我是基督徒，所以呢，有的时候呢，某些事情呢，就成为他们取笑的对象。
So because I'm a Christian, and also I do confess I'm a Christian, so therefore often I become the object of their mocking.
但是那一次呢，我同事也不晓得为什么，反正就是他就抓了一个点，就一直在那里刺激我，刺激我，刺激我，再刺激我。
So at that time, did not know the reason, but one of my colleagues, he just pick a point which he keeps picking on me and also keeps picking on me.
那我就这个照着可以回应的再回应再回应。
So based what I could answer, I try to reply to him.
那时候我生命不老练，所以呢，回应到一个地步呢，受不了了，我就说了一句不是很严重的，但是不准确的话。
So I was being picked on to such a point because my life back then was not experienced. So finally, I say something which even though the word itself was not serious, but it was not correct.
如果我没有信耶稣的话，这个不准确的话，你说多了，其实一点都不觉得在意。
If I did not believe unto Jesus, when I say those incorrect things, actually I would not pay attention to.
但是这个我说出去了，我不想在意它，但是圣灵不放过我。
But after I say those incorrect words, that even though I did not want to pay attention to what I said, but the Holy Spirit did not let me go.
我同事刺激我完之后，他就人就走掉了，他当作没事情发生。
After my colleague keep picking on me, he just left as if nothing happened.
当我说的那个不准确的话，一说完之后，好像一根针就插在我的心的深处，我受不了。
But after I mentioned those incorrect things, it was as if a needle pierced into my heart, which I could not stand.
然后有一股热就从我的心里面一直到我全人，然后我知道我整个耳朵我的头都发红啊，我会烫。
So I could even feel this heat from my heart until all my whole body and my ears were even heat up and in red.
我怎样从这个情况中得释放？
So how did I got set free from this condition?
马上认罪悔改。
Immediately confess my sins and repent.
然后圣灵就说另外一句话。
Then the Holy Spirit told me another thing.
你要向他道歉。
You have to apologize to him.
我说他是他，他起头了，我还要道歉。
I say that it was him who started this whole thing. Why should I apologize?
是他起头的，但是你不应该说那个话。
It was true, he started, but you should not say those words.
所以呢，我就只好顺服下来。当然也没有个挣扎过程，但是顺服下来，向他道歉。
So after much struggle, I obeyed, so I apologized to my colleague.
前面被他取笑了 一段，现在再跟他道歉，再取笑一次。
So he has already mocked me, and now I apologize to him, and now he mocked me again.
你如果从人的角度看，是都划不来的事情了。
So from the human's point of view, then those are really not worth it too.
我做的我就全部放下来了，平安的，再也这个再也不搅扰我。
But according to the guidance of the Lord, I did what the Holy Spirit told me, so I had peace and it no longer bothered me.
我不晓得这件事对那个同事有多大的影响。
I don't know what a great impact. I don't know what kind of impact this had to be upon the colleague.
但我知道不久之后他就信耶稣了。
But I know that not long after that he believed unto Jesus.
所以这是一个很奇妙的事。我们只能做我们这一份，我们这方面，其他的呢，我们都不知道。我们只能让主显明他的做的。
So this is something very amazing. We can only do our part and let the Lord reveal others what He's doing.
所以对我们来讲，我们要走平安的路，要学会受圣灵的引导。
So to us, to walk the way of peace, we have to learn to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
然后另外一段圣经是在加拉太书所告诉我们。
And another place of scripture is in Book of Galatians.
第五章二十二节告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子就是爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善等等。
Chapter 5, verse 22, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, etc.
所以这里有一个和平就是平安。
So here's peace.
那这里是结的果子，表示是生命长出来的。
As it's the fruit, so therefore it means it's outgrow from life.
所以一面是主给的，但一面你如果持续顺从圣灵，走平安的路，它这个平安就在我们里成为一个果子出来。
So on the one hand, it's given by the Lord, but if you constantly walk the way of peace by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then finally there's this fruit of peace.
那所以要顺从圣灵呢，所以完全不能忽略的就是我们需要进入这个同钉十字架的时机。
So in order to obey the Holy Spirit, we have to enter into a reality of crucified together with the Lord.
我们同钉十字架不是我们要求别人背十字架，而是我自己从主给我的十字架，是为了神旨意，是为了主的缘故。所给我是我从主那里接受下来，我不管别人的事情。
So to crucify with the Lord is not that we ask others to be crucified, but it's I accept the Lord's will and I'm being crucified with the Lord.
我所需要注意的是，我现在所来的这个十字架是不是出于主
？I have to pay attention is that the cross I'm bearing right now is it from the Lord?
我所接受的来源是从主。我负责的对象是天父，是我们主耶稣。
The source I receive is from the Lord, and also the people I'm responsible to is Lord Jesus and Heavenly Father.
所以这里说，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
But they that are of the Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lust.
所以这个同钉十字架是叫我们进入这个二十五节的丰富。他说我们若是与圣，若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So to crucify together with the Lord is to let us enter into the riches of verse 25, if we live by the Spirit, let us walk also by the Spirit.
所以平安是圣灵，是主借着圣灵带给我们。
So peace is what is given us through the Holy Spirit.
而且当我们活在这个生命里面的时候，平安在我里面，它成为一个生命的果子，成为生命果子的一个 一方面的性情，能够在我们身上显明出来。
So when we live in such life, then peace become one of the characteristics of this fruit of the life that can be revealed from us.
所以当我们靠着圣灵生活的时候，是持续的平安在我们的身上。
So when we live by the Spirit, there's constant peace upon us.
所以这个是一个非常非常奇妙的生活。
So this is a very amazing way of life.
所以平安到一个地步，你可能哈没有感觉。
So we have peace to such a point, maybe we don't have feeling about it.
啊，我又讲讲我那时候在正文上班的时候一些经历。
So I'll share more about the experience when I work in the Stock Exchange Commission.
哦，我有时候进到办公室，然后呢，那个同事问我说：“你今天高兴什么？”
Sometimes when I walk into the office and colleagues ask me, "Why are you so happy today?"
我没有啊，我没有任何感觉啊，但他觉得我很高兴。
I actually did not have much feelings, but they thought I'm very happy.
那就是圣灵的平安和圣灵的喜乐在身上。
That is the peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit upon me.
我甚至还听到啊，因为我证管会是在12楼，13楼是证券交易所，所以甚至有证券交易所的那些工作人员，他们说，哎，那个证管会那个姓朱的，奇怪，我们看他的这个，就是说，跟感觉不一样。
So that I even heard that other people mentioned about as my office is in 12th floor, but there are other floor, there's the stock exchange office, which they mentioned that this person who works on the 12th floor seems that he is different from others.
哦，这不一样不是很邪恶哈，这个是叫人觉得真的是哇，这个人太邪恶了，看着他一看就是不一样。
So this difference is not that this person seems very evil, so different.
而是他们觉得奇怪，他就是好像我们，因为我们在那市场工作都很紧张的啊，但是呢，我好像就不是那么紧张啊，就是这是什么？这是主的平安在身上。
For because the peace of the Lord is upon me, therefore, even though in our job everyone is very nervous and tense, but they do not see me being so tense and nervous.
所以你走平安的路的时候，你一定是靠圣灵而生活的。
So if you walk the way of peace, you must live by the Spirit.
你不怕你不会，你不怕你不知道，你不怕你不明白神的旨意，你不怕你到目前还不知道神怎么引导，你愿意一点一点来到主面前，圣灵就会一步一步的很具体的照着我们可以明白的方式一步一步的带领。
You will not be afraid that you are not able, you don't understand the way of the Lord, but if you just step by step follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will be according what we can understand to guide us.
所以靠着圣灵生活的人，他不会用道理去压死人。
So those who live by the Spirit, they will not suppress others using doctrine.
但是靠着圣灵而生活的人，他会一直很新鲜活泼的跟圣灵在一个互动的状态，受圣灵的引导。
But those who live by the Spirit, they will be very alively, have such fellowship with the Holy Spirit and being guided by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个平安还不是一个静态的东西，是一个像动态的东西，它根据环境，你的平安，环境越险恶，平安越大。
So this peace is not something static, but it's something that it actually has action and movement, which when the circumstances is even more difficult, but the more peaceful you have.
那变成关键一个问题，就是说，我真的学会了靠圣灵而生活吗？
So the critical thing is that, have I truly learned how to live by the Spirit?
所以圣灵不是只有在我遇到特殊事件的时候给我一个特殊的帮助，而是我在甚至我在没有特别的察觉的时候，圣灵是一直充满我的，是一直在持续的或者教导我引导我，或者是这个我需要被保护的时候他保护我，我需要这个行动的时候他引导我去行动该行动的。
So it's not that the Holy Spirit helps me under very special circumstances only, but it's that we constantly walk in the Spirit. So therefore, when we need to take actions or when we need to be protected by the Holy Spirit shows us and helps us.
这个不是用来向别人夸口的，这个是我们可以见证，就是神与我同在，神就是说神借着圣灵与我同在，是又真又活的，在我的任何一个环境、任何一个事物、任何面对人身上，圣灵都是那样丰满的同在。
So this is not something we boast about. However, it's that the presence of God through the Holy Spirit in all kinds of circumstances is so real and so lively.
当然了，他回到一个最基本的功课，你行事为人是靠着圣灵的，靠着肉体。这个功课如果没有过关的话，你要靠着圣灵而生活呢，你几乎是尝不到的。
But of course, first of all, the most important is whether we are mind or we walk in the flesh or in the Holy Spirit. If it's not by the Holy Spirit, then we cannot taste that.
也就是说，圣灵当禁止我的时候，我要接受他的禁止。
That means when the Holy Spirit prohibits me from doing something, I have to accept it.
这个不是别人，是不是另外一个人来强迫我什么，而是圣灵告诉我说，这个不是你要走的路，这不是我的引导，这不是神现在要这样做的。
It's not being forced by someone else to tell me to stop, but this is from the Holy Spirit to tell me this is right now not the way the Lord would like me to walk, so I should stop.
其实对我们来讲，我们被圣灵禁止的学习，可能是我们最不容易学习的。
Actually, to us, the lesson about being prohibited by the Holy Spirit is something, is a very difficult lesson to learn.
因为当我觉得想要的时候，我认为可以，我的思想觉得可以，就是我的魂觉得可以，但不是圣灵在我里面告诉我可以，是我觉得可以的时候，我们就觉得说，我就非这样做不可。
For it's because when we want to do something, my thoughts, my mind, it's my soul that wants me to do, thinks it's okay to do. But when it's not from the Holy Spirit, then it's the lesson we have to learn.
其实我们这样失败的经历是非常多的。
Actually, we have a lot of such failure experience.
但是如果我们能够到达一个地步，圣灵告诉我说不可以。好，我就从接受主说不可以，那我就不可以。
But if we can be come to such a point when the Holy Spirit says no, then we accept no.
当你这个不可以的学习到一个程度的时候，圣灵说可以的时候，就比较容易学习了。
So when we learn to accept no from the Holy Spirit to the point that we learn it well, and when the Holy Spirit says yes, then it's easier to learn.
所以这个是我们一生一直在学习的。
So this is something we learned our entire life.
不是只有刚刚信主或者刚刚受浸学习的。
Not just the lesson we learn after we just believe the Lord or are baptized.
什么时候我们在顺从圣灵或者我们在受圣灵的这个带领的时候，我们退后了，我们不愿意让圣灵那个让圣灵就是说在我们身上做他要做的工作。
Whenever we draw back from following and obeying the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we are not willing to let the Holy Spirit work upon us.
那这个我们靠圣灵生活呢，恐怕就对我们来讲不实际了。
Then it will not be practical for us to live by the Spirit.
那他这里不但讲说靠圣灵而生活啊，你们靠圣灵而得生，就是靠圣灵而生活。那这里呢，还有怎么讲说呢？ 也要靠圣灵行事。
For here, not only mention we live by the Spirit, but also let us walk by the Spirit.
所以这个形式啊，是带着有规矩，或者神有一个行动的方式。
For this word walk is it has order and also it has the way of God doing things.
所以圣灵会把我们带进到在神旨意或者神创造的旨意或者神永远的旨意的那一个次序里面去。
So the Holy Spirit will guide us to enter into the order of the creation and also the will of God.
对我们来到这一点的时候，我们也实在是需要非常的谦卑。
As we come to such point, we truly have to be very humble.
因为我们呢，这个对于神所安排的次序，我们呢还是一直在启示、在经历中成长的。
For we continue to grow and also under the revelation to understand about the order of God.
我们很容易以我们有限的认识，我们认定了神就是非这样做不可。
It's very easy with our limited understanding and we thought God must do it this way.
所以靠着圣灵行事，那也就是说基督做头，或者神他在每一个方面给我们具体的带领，这是成为实际的东西。
So walk by the Spirit, that is Christ being the head, and in all aspects, God is guiding us very solidly.
所以大家最熟悉的例子就是大卫。大卫他可以在面对同样的敌人，在同一个打战的地点，在好像就看起来好像什么都差不多都一样的。
So one is we are most familiar about David. David, when he faces the same enemy or even the same place of battleground.
但是大卫他知道神的意念高过人的意念。
But David knows that God's thoughts is higher than man's thoughts.
所以他第一次寻求神的时候，怎么样去面对他的敌人？那耶和华神跟他讲说，正面攻击，他就正面攻击。
So when he first saw the Lord, how he can face the enemy, Jehovah told him that to face the enemy from the front.
但是当第二次，他虽然第一次得了大的胜利，但第二次又在同个地方，又同样的敌人，他到耶和华面前再寻求。
So even though he already won the battle during the first time, however, the second time when he faced the same enemy at the same battleground.
那这一次寻求呢，神说我在你，就是说你要绕到后面去，我在你前面已经先去了，然后你绕到后面去就能够得胜。
And as he saw the Lord again, then this time Jehovah told him that this time you have to go from behind and I will go for you ahead of time.
所以也就是说顺着圣灵行事哈，不是我们把圣灵的工作僵化了。
So when we walk by the Holy Spirit, it's not that we just make the work of the Holy Spirit become a format.
不是以我们所认定的，那圣灵就一定要照这样的做。
It's not that we thought the Holy Spirit must do so the way we think.
所以这是一个宝贵的学习。
So this is a very precious learning.
因为神要把得救人带到荣耀里面去。
For God would like to bring those who are saved into glory.
那有一批要在千年国里面与基督一同作王一千年。
And this group of people will reign together with Christ in the millennial kingdom.
那更大的就是在新天新地的时候，所有这个蒙恩得救的人是与主作王，一直永远作王的，服侍神。
Even further, that in the new heaven and new earth, that there's people will reign together, being king with the Lord forever and serve God.
所以不管是在千年国里面，或者是在新天新地里面，要担当这个服事的，神的次序、神的安排或者神旨意的工作，他需要被带到一个成熟的地步。
So whether it's in the millennial kingdom or being in the new heaven and earth. So for those together to serve God, that they must obey the God's order and God's will, for God has his order and arrangement in all things.
所以今天我们在地上还有年日的日子，在教会生活，在地上各种的情况还有的机会的时候，神要借着圣灵把我们带到他的次序，带他的这一个神所喜悦，神要把我们预备好，能够在国度里面有份的那该有的那个那样的属灵的实际。
So while we still have the opportunity upon the earth, then God would like to work upon us to such point that we can accept his order and being accepted by his pleasing will, and we can partake with the millennial kingdom.
所以如果说我们真的是走平安的路，那怎么讲说，靠着圣灵呢，不但是这个有这个圣灵引导的生活，而且把神的次序，神创造的次序，神恢复宇宙，神要国度里面的次序能够逐渐的恢复或者建立起来。
So that when we truly walk the way of peace, not only in that we understand God's will, but also God will through the Holy Spirit restore the order of his creation and also the order that he has created all heaven and earth.
所以这是一个走平安的路的人他应该会遇到的情况。
So this is the situation those who walk the way of peace shall face.
那另外一段圣经呢，也跟平安有关系的。
Another place of scripture also has to do with peace.
在加拉太书第六章，从十二节开始。
Start from Book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 12.
凡希图外貌体面的人，都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。
As many as desire to have fair appearance in the flesh, he is compelled to you to be circumcised, only that they might not be persecuted because of the cross of Christ.
他们那些受割礼的，连自己也不守律法，他们愿意你们受割礼，不过要借着你们肉体夸口。
For neither do they that are circumcised themselves keep the law, but they wish you to be circumcised that they might boast in the flesh.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But far be it from me to boast save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
For in Christ Jesus, neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but new creation.
凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。
And as many as shall walk by this rule, peace upon them and mercy upon the Israel of God.
所以这里又再一次提到十字架在我们身上的工作。
So here once again mention about the work of cross upon us.
在加拉太书提到十字架在我们身上的工作，是我们今天活着不再是自己，这是第二章提到的。
So Book of Galatians tells us that today we no longer live I.
不再是自己，哈，那所以是基督在我里面活着。
No longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
那的第五章呢，是讲不在肉体里面。
And chapter 5 talks about we no longer in flesh.
第六章呢，讲到不在这个世界的系统里面。
And chapter 6 mentioned we're no longer in the system of this world.
所以这里说。就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
Therefore, it says to me, the world is crucified.
所以这里讲的不光是物质的世界，或者说是我们这个一般所领会的世界。
So here does not only talk about the material world or the world we understand.
这里同时也包括了宗教的世界。
It also includes the religious world.
就是。这些这个不能够真正的到了圣灵和行的。
So those who cannot truly walk by the Holy Spirit.
所以这里有一个学习，就是不再被外貌的体面的事情所辖制或捆绑。
So here the learning is we are no longer being bounded by the outward forms or things.
那它所带来的就是在新的创造里面。
So the result of that is in the new creation.
所以我们是应该是我们事实上是在这个神新造的这个工作中。
So we are actually in the newly creation, the work of God's new creation.
那在这个工作中，所以呢，我们呢，就怎么讲说，就把这个平安带到这个世界上。
As we are in such work, therefore we bring peace to the world.
那所以呢，在这个以弗所书就讲到新造的另外一面。
So in Book of Ephesians talks about another aspect about new creation.
所以我们个别每一个圣徒都是神的新造。
So each individual saint is the new creation of God.
那主把圣徒带到教会里面，神是成全那个全体的新造。
When the Lord bring each saint into the church, that is to perfect the entire new creation.
那其中有一个特别的重点，就是在这个新造里面，就是不但是跟神的这个关系恢复了，所以不会抵挡神，有神的平安，能够活在神的平安里面。
So the special point is that as we are being under the new creation, as we are being restored with God's relationship, therefore we are no longer against God, and we have the peace of God.
而且因为是在平安里面呢，让我们被做成那个一个身体、一个新人的实际。
And because we are under such peace, therefore we are being made into one new man.
所以我们需要很注意着，随从圣灵才是有平安。
Therefore, we truly have to pay attention when we obey the Holy Spirit, then we have peace.
所以这里讲的和睦其实就是平安那个字。
So here it talks about it's making peace.
但是我们不会随从圣灵，但我们又要有一个外表的平安，我们就会用人工的这个平安，或者人工的这个和睦，这个就不是圣灵做的，这个不是神要的。
But if we do not follow if we do not walk by the Holy Spirit, then we use our man-made peace, then that's not done by the Holy Spirit, and that's not what God wants.
所以真正的平安是出于主，是出于圣灵。
So the true peace is of the Lord and from the Holy Spirit.
所以圣徒之间那个一切的隔阂拿掉，是因为圣灵在当中做的工作。
So when all the wall of partition being taken away from between the saints, that's the work done by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们是需要主怜悯我们，我们来到弟兄姊妹当中，我们是把平安带到弟兄姊妹当中，是把圣灵所给的平安，基督的平安带到弟兄姊妹当中。
So we need the Lord's mercy upon us as we come amongst brothers and sisters. We have to bring the peace of Christ and also the peace of God amongst brothers and sisters.
如果每一个圣徒真的都是圣灵在他身上，能够把他带到这样的一个平安的实际里面，那圣徒一到在一起的时候，我们可能有很大天然上的不同，但是平安在当中。
For when each saint truly by the Holy Spirit can enter into a reality of having such peace, then when we come together with all the saints, then we can be very different.
所以这里就是要神要做成一个新人，这是一个新造的人，不是我们用人为的方式把它强烈，不是把它拼起来的东西。
So God will make us into one new man. This is not made by hand or man's ways to put things together.
如果我不在那一个圣灵的那个新造的工作里面，那我就在这个新人里面，我是局外人。
If I'm not within the work of the new creation by the Holy Spirit, then in such a new creation, then I'm an outsider.
这个新的团体人是没有一个人可以用人工的方式做成的。
For this new corporate man cannot be made by any man-made hand.
所以我们是需要来到主面前，谦卑的求主把我们带到他所已经给的这个平安里面。
So truly you have to very humbly come before the Lord and let him to bring us to enter into the peace he has already given to us.
所以这个新人，这个团体的新人有一个特性，就是神的平安，基督的平安，在这个新人里面是不但是实际的，而且是让人能够亲身经历到的。
So this new corporate man has a reality is that for such peace of Christ and the peace of God, not only it's real within this corporate man, but others can experience it.
所以他说，你看哈，十四节说他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Verse 14, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of enclosure.
和睦这个字就是平安啊。
Which is peace.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。和睦这个字又是平安。
Having anew the enmity in his flesh, the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might form the two in himself into one new man, making peace.
从平安开始，又做成一个团体的平安。
So starting from peace and making peace corporately.
啊，然后第十六节就说，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和。
Verse 16, I might reconcile both in one body to God by the cross, having by it slain the enmity.
所以这个是一起到神的面前的。
So this is to come to God together.
好，并且到十七节说，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给近处的人。
And verse 17, and coming, he has preached the glad tidings of peace to you who are far off, and the glad tidings of peace to those who are nigh.
所以这个传出去的福音是带着平安的。
So the glad tidings that's being preached comes with peace.
所以当然这个是关系到整个身体，基督身体的见证，国度的见证和耶稣基督的见证。
Of course, it has the testimony about the body of Christ, the testimony of a kingdom, and the testimony of the Christ.
所以，如果我们真的穿上全副的军装，如果我们真的是穿上平安福音的鞋，那应该是我们所到之处，应该是神的平安就是到哪里。
So if we truly put on the full panoply of God and truly put on the preparation of the gospel of peace, then wherever we go, then we should bring in the peace of God.
Yeah, 我想这个是我们今天在主面前需要注意，我们面对属灵的征战是需要注意的点。
So this is the point in which we should pay attention to when we face the spiritual warfare.
好，那我们因为时间的缘故，我们就停在这里，有点祷告。
Because of time, we stop here and let's pray.
主，我们把这些话再带回到你的面前。
Lord, once again, we commend those words back to you.
啊，人的话是有限的，但愿主你给我们这个第一手的，让你自己心意能够悦纳的启示。
Man's words are so limited. We do pray that you can give us first-hand revelation that can be pleasing to you.
在你让我们遇到的这些属灵的征战中，主啊，你荣耀的得胜，借着你的教会，借着众圣徒，大大的彰显。
So from the spiritual warfare, you enable us to face that may your glorious victory be fully manifested through the saints and corporately.
我们再一次把颂赞、荣耀、敬拜的归给你。
Once again, we give you all the blessing, adoration, and glory.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.